DJW Mobile. Well, hopefully your signal's a little better today. Foil. On the, between the antenna and the rack is ground on. It seems that the cat is staying away from it.
It's for you. I know that's frustrating when you can't, when you got something like that, you're trying to run down and you just can't, too many variables.
Things. One was, when I went over the antenna, I found that the 19-inch piece that was to the SL239 was loose, so I took a pair of vice grips, held that, and tightened a piece of aluminum up. I found that, and then I found that the other side was loose, so I tightened that up. So I fixed a lot of physical things I saw.
Connectors work their way loose over the years, but they do it. I've found that having an intermittent problem like that, gone back and connected or tightened the connector up and know that I tightened that thing up in the past, but it was loose.
Hard, you know, I don't have real good test equipment here, so I did find a voltmeter, so when Daniel gets here, I found an old radio shack analog meter, which got to throw some batteries in it, but that should, if we want to check cars, we can wiggle it around with the clip leads. We should be able to see if there's any bad ground. And if I have to resolder the coax, he can help me do that.
How are you on?
Right now.
And it's in the ham shack?
I get up on a tower where it really belongs.
We put a J-pole outside the house one time. What happened to that?
They consider it is actually a J-pole. It's actually a C-pole, they call it. It looks like a J-pole. I call it a C-pole. It is a J-pole, but yeah, that's the antenna, actually.
So you had to bring it in from outside? What, something happened to it out there?
I couldn't get at the tower. They didn't have coax and stuff, so I gotta put it back on something else. We did some remodel work when the building got torn up. I was almost going to put it on the aluminum gutter on the shop.
Being outdoors will help a lot.
Well, it really isn't good for us to have that much RF around either, especially not at this frequency.
Not in any power, and I suspect you are, because usually you've got a good signal.
30 watts, I think it is. The thing I like about this antenna is it works on 440 as well, which is nice to have. Well, also, the other thing I didn't do, I wound a choke in the end of the cable between the J-pole and the antenna. I wound a little coil for a choke.
Here you were studying for an upgrade?
Yeah, study. I don't have any computer. Yeah, I want to go for my extra. I want to see if I can get KJ4HYD's call and upgrade to an extra. And I want to go for an extra because there's a lot of AM frequencies down there that I want to go down to.
What happened to Kevin?
He died from pancreas issues before he was in Greenville Royal Hospital. They messed him up. They gave him too much drugs and it tore his pancreas out. That's how he died.
What happened to him? I knew that he passed away, but I didn't know what the deal was. He's a very smart guy.
I worked with him for a little while. Well, the funny thing was, he had actually got me a chief engineer job at a radio station. He briefed me on how to do some of the stuff, and he was going to get someone to help me get me over there. I was going to work at one of his radio stations. He did. I learned a lot from Kevin. I learned a lot about vacuum tubes, transmitter design. He was very smart.
It didn't all come out at once either. It came out in bits and pieces, right? And it came out when it was appropriate, when it needed to come out. And I was just amazed, you know, talking with him. Hey, he passed away.
Who is Mike AI4NX? That's another guy that I learned a lot from. And I learned a lot from Mike, too. He was a good vacuum tube tech. That was another one that was a shame. And I feel bad because I couldn't help Donnie because I just couldn't take care of somebody like that. I thought I was staying there with her for a while while she was at home to help her, but I just couldn't.
Wasn't very good either. That's AI4NX, right, Mike?
She had, it was bipolar, was a problem. One of them.
Him struggling with that and telling us about that. He had some pretty good experiments that he used to try in that shop. Did you ever go over to his house?
The sad part was, one day, I'll tell you a funny story with Mike. We were working on my Viking 1. We finally figured out, before he died, I figured out what was wrong with it, but we had an electrolytic capacitor we forgot about, and I thought the ground was reversed. I had it on a Variac, and we hooked I was on oxygen at the time, 9 liters of oxygen, and I had pneumonia, and he was not doing real well. And we plugged that thing, that darn capacitor blew up, scared the heck out of me. Flame and smoke, oh boy, this isn't good on oxygen.
Needed some servo motors one time, and I had a bunch of old analog, and he wanted specifically analog instead of digital servos. So I took him over there to his house, and he showed me his shop. He had a lot of stuff in that shop.
He had a nice old scope. I should have bought some of the stuff. I couldn't afford to do it. He had a lot of signal generators, all kinds of oddball stuff that, you know. Mike was pretty, he was a radar tech in the military.
Well, I'm at the house, Al. I'm going to run inside and eat some lunch. KI4MLN, good talking to you. W4DJW.
Idea? 145. Okay, I guess we're going to go get that engine out in the woods up there. I thought I had that switch for Ray, but I don't have the right one. I bet you Gary does CAT4DOS.
Well, I'm going to catch you later. I got to back it under the metal door, and I can't key up when I get under that. KI4MLN, W4DJW, clear.
KI4, clear.
LV testing.